You're listening to SBS News.
Outside of London's Buckingham Palace, the sounds of the King's Guard band, soldiers and horses continued into the early hours as a full-scale rehearsal procession for the Queen's funeral took place. The late Queen Elizabeth II has spent her last night at the palace before being taken across the capital to Westminster Hall, where she will lie in state until her funeral. Her journey started earlier in the day, in Edinburgh, as the Queen's coffin was carried out of St Giles Cathedral, her casket draped with the royal standard, as her beloved Scotland bid her a final farewell. Thousands of well-wishers lined the streets to pay their respects and take in the historic moment in person.
We'll remember this day for the rest of our life.
Yes. Yes. And the amount of people who came through to see her was phenomenal.
Yes.
Shows absolutely. What people think.
Sad, but lovely. Miss her terribly, I think. Everybody will, I think.
I just feel like the Queen gave her a whole life for her country, in service of her country, and must have given up a lot. That's all I've ever known my whole life. And I just felt that I'd like to come and pay my respects, and it's not often that something so momentous comes so close to home, so I had to come.
We came to pay our respects because she's a great woman.
But it was a sentiment not shared by everyone lined up along the Royal Mile. Protesters stood holding blank signs and banners, rallying against the monarchy and the arrests of other anti-monarchy protesters across the week.
In one case, someone threatened with arrest just for having a blank piece of paper, and an officer asked him, "Are you going to write 'Not My King' on that?" The guy said, "If I do, will you arrest me?" The guy said, "Yes." So we're really worried that that's a fundamental erosion of our democracy.
It's been quite mixed. There's people who've just joined, passing by, who've just helped us hold the banner because they agree with it. They think that everyone has a right to be able to express anti-monarchy views, and the fact that we can't right now is quite disturbing.
As the Queen arrived at Edinburgh Airport, the procession was simple, solemn, and overseen by Princess Anne, who has accompanied her mother's coffin for its entire journey from Balmoral. While the Queen was taken home on the Royal Air Force jet, her son, the new King, Charles III, was in Northern Ireland, a region with a contested British and Irish identity that is deeply divided over the British monarchy. This was his 40th visit here, but his first as monarch. It forms the latest leg on his tour of the four parts of the United Kingdom. On arrival, the King was showered in warmth, shaking hands with the public outside Hillsborough Castle. A 21-gun salute greeted the King as he met Northern Ireland's political leaders, including from the biggest party in the country's assembly, the Republican Sinn Féin. As he spoke in the throne room, the King vowed to follow his mother's example.
My mother felt deeply, I know, the significance of the role she herself played in bringing together those whom history had separated, and in extending a hand to make possible the healing of long-held hurts. Through all those years, she never ceased to pray for the best of times for this place and its people. I take up my new duties resolved to seek the welfare of all the inhabitants of Northern Ireland.
On the streets of Belfast, however, not everyone was celebrating the presence of the monarch.
No, he's not our king. Queen never done that for us. Doesn't, never did, none of the royals do. Some lad, you never see one of them in our rule.
Too many atrocities in the world. Now he's the colonel in chief of the parachute regiment. Now, they killed 14 people innocent in Derry, 10 people innocent in Ballymurphy, you know what I mean?
Back in London, outside the Houses of Parliament, anti-monarchist and lawyer Paul Polsland staged a peaceful protest after police had previously threatened him with arrest if he held up a sign saying, "Not my king."
I've said repeatedly we really need to draw a dividing line between the mourning issue and the remembrance for the Queen and the succession of the new monarchy. So, you know, there's no funeral nearby, there's no remembrance nearby. We're at the political centre of power where the King came yesterday to say that he's the new King and we're his subjects. And we're here to say, actually, we disagree. We politely and very respectfully disagree with you. You're not my king.
As the Queen landed in London, under grey skies and light rain, thousands once again lined the street, heralding their late Queen's return.
I got butterflies in my tummy. It's a bit panic attacks, you know, like, because it's just, really sad.
I mean, it was kind of a flash of reality that she's actually gone. I was overwhelmed, actually. I welled up my eyes. It was just an absolute honour to witness her here.
This is the last time for me to be here and to see the Queen is passed in front of me. But the sad is...
This split in opinion throughout the United Kingdom is hardly surprising, given the country's recent history has been one of visceral polarisation. The mood at the gates of Buckingham Palace, however, impossible to misinterpret. The Queen's coffin was met by the King and Queen's consort and the rest of the royal family before being handed over to the nation for the lying in state. Until then, Queen Elizabeth II spent one final night in Buckingham Palace. Nathan Lytle, SBS News.